I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump's tax and spending bill continues to be debated on Capitol Hill at this hour. Arizona Democrat Senator Mark Kelly claims millions will lose their health care.
So we'll be here as long as it takes for us to show the American people that this is bad policy. This is going to kick 17 million people off of their health care.
While Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall says anyone who voted for Donald Trump should get behind the bill.
I sure think we do have the votes. I think we cannot let this moment pass to have the largest tax savings in American history. The average American family back home is going to save $1,000 a month when this bill passes. We're going to secure the border. Look, this is President Trump's legacy.
The outcome is not yet in sight. Senate Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota acknowledged the Republicans are figuring out how to get to the end game. There's new information in the shooting deaths of two firefighters in Idaho.
Authorities say the man who shot and killed two firefighters shot the firefighters after they asked him to move his vehicle. The shooter also critically wounded a third firefighter during a barrage of gunfire that lasted for hours. The firefighters had raced to battle a blaze at Canfield Mountain in Idaho, which was intentionally set by the shooter. Authorities also say it appears the shooter then killed himself. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Brian Koberger has agreed to plead guilty to murdering four University of Idaho students as part of a deal with prosecutors to avoid the death penalty. Shannon Gray, an attorney for the family of victim Kaylee Gonsalves, has confirmed that families of the victims received the news in a letter from prosecutors Monday. This is SRN News. It was a pretty good Supreme Court term for Christians.
The justices upheld the right of states to bar anyone under the age of 18 from having a sex change operation. They also upheld a Texas law that requires online pornographers to verify that their customers are adults before admitting them to their sites. The Supreme Court found that parents in Maryland do have a right to opt their kids out of lessons that use books promoting the LGBT lifestyle, and states will be allowed to withhold Medicaid dollars from Planned Parenthood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced the naval vessel Harvey Milk will be renamed after a World War II sailor who received the Medal of Honor, stripping the ship of the name of a slain gay rights activist. In a video posted to social media, Hegseth said he was taking the politics out of ship naming. The ship's new name will honor Navy Chief Petty Officer Oscar Peterson. This is SRN News. The Trump administration has concluded an investigation of Harvard University.
The investigation concluded that the school failed to protect Jewish students from harassment. The administration is threatening to cut all federal funding from the Ivy League school if it fails to take action. A federal task force found the university violated civil rights laws requiring colleges to protect students from discrimination based on race or national origin. It says investigators found Harvard at times was a willful participant in anti-Semitic harassment of Jewish students, faculty, and staff. John Scott reporting.
GOP Congressman Don Bacon of Nebraska has announced he will not seek re-election next year. The 61-year-old Bacon announced Monday that he would not seek a sixth term in the U.S. House. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.